DBS Mobile. W8FU. Good morning, NADBS. Good morning, Dakota. How are you? For first thing Monday morning, not too bad. Happy to see that it's not going to break into the 80s today. How are you doing? Oh, not bad. Got plenty of sleep and got a, should be easy week. I got a big job at home I got to do. I got a demo project I got to do end of the week. So not looking forward to that with these old aches and pains, but you don't know about that yet. I'm right there with you. I feel, still rested for the first time in a long time. And I have a full cat at the new house. I'm not looking forward to it, but I can't handle the Wi-Fi situation anymore. We're closer to fall and winter, and that's when I start to play video games, and our network at home is very lazily put together, so I got to get some cat up in the attic in the basement and put some access points in. And, trust me, I get off a really snap crack with the pops. I'm 31. I mean, I'm probably too young to hurt, but everything hurts. I was pretty good through my 40s. At the end of my 30s, I could start to notice I paid the price for things after I did them. And then in the 40s, that's when everything starts getting, you're still fine, It's just like you laugh about it, you laugh it off. It's in the 50s where it's like, it ain't funny anymore. So, oh, man. But, no kidding. That's, you'll have to, you got a basement, I think I heard you say, so, that should help. Basement's better working than an attic, so if you can run the cable in the basement, probably be a lot easier than crawling around in an attic. And what do you got for a provider out there? And where exactly are you? I know you're north of Romeo. Are you north of Almont still? Whereabouts? I'm trying to get a visual. Yeah, it's a ranch, unfinished basement. Fortunately, the attic is gigantic. I bet you I have 7 or 8 foot ceilings in the attic. So the attic thing up there is not bad at all. My plan is to actually follow. So the builder, for whatever reason, ran RG6 to all the rooms instead of cat, which is ridiculous because coax is going away now, or has been going away. So I'm going to follow that up into the attic, which fortunately he's already got the hole there, and I already know what path I need to take, and I should be able to just shove my fish sticks up there or fish tape and a pole wire and get my cat into the attic. And I'm going to put an AC up there in the center of the house, and it's rated for like 2,000 square feet and like 300 devices. So I'm going to give that a whirl. If I got to add some, I will. But I'm at Dryden and Shoemaker. So I'm north of Elmont, a couple miles, like 3 miles maybe. If you know where A&W is on 53 heading towards 69, I'm like 6 minutes south of Dimmitt City. All right. Yeah, I kind of know where that is. And, I've always been a real, kind of favorite place of mine, the Dryden area. Where, how long does it take you to get to the nearest, grocery store or into, Emily's okay, but I'm guessing Lapeer probably, or would it be easier to head down into the Romeo, Washington area for shopping? Where do you got to go? How long does it take you to get there? Believe it or not, Emily's not the worst place in the world. I mean, I wouldn't go there to hang out and take my kids to the park or anything. But we get our Kroger. I refuse to go to Kroger, but she goes to Kroger and Emily. She usually does curbside pickup. And then, that's I think it's 5 miles from our driveway. And then, we pretty much have everything right there. If we want to go, so in Armada, we had a grocery store called Zinkier. Well, that's another one in Elmont. That one being closer. That's like 2 minutes from my house, right where that A&W is. So we're kind of in the middle of nowhere, but still have plenty of civilization for the conveniences, so it's a good mix.
Yeah, that's cool. I haven't been in my and paying attention in a while. I think last time I was there, we were working with the Central Michigan boys on the microwave project. I think we all ran up to Imlay for there's a steakhouse up there we went to. Can't remember the name of it. And I wasn't really poking around to look around. But yeah, you're right. It looked like it was pretty built up, pretty much everything you'd want. I know the pier is great. You know, it's another, 20 minutes, half hour down the road from Imlay. So, no, all good. All good. Sounds like a winner. Anyhow, one of the other questions I was asking is what internet provider you got up there?
Yeah, the pier is about 20 minutes west. I like that too. And then Davidson's a little bit beyond that. So, East Armada, because Armada we used to drive 15 minutes to either Richmond, which I'm not a fan of, or Romeo. So, I forgot to answer that question. I apologize. I've got Spectrum. Really the only thing I could get at the time. Couldn't get my Comcast business out there, which I was not happy with. But I have Spectrum Gigabit. It's like $80 a month. The problem is I have a Google Nest Pro whatever, garbage mesh system. I get like $150 if I'm lucky. And I finally, yesterday I was sitting there trying to download something and I finally had enough. So I ordered a Unify system with a cloud gateway, a switch, and one U6 Pro access point. So I'm going to start with that. And the beauty of that system is I can add on to it relatively easily. So I just might pull the cable. I'm going to put probably three of the atoms in the case.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I think I was telling you, I was monkeying around with that MikroTik router for a while, and great piece of kit, really is. And if you want to, immerse yourself in that whole MikroTik world and that, learn their system, it's second to none, really, as far as, highly configurable. There's literally nothing you can't do with it, but I just didn't have the patience for it. It's like, I don't do this for a living. I don't need to know this. I don't have to deploy, dozens of these all over. So, it would make sense for me to just, bone up and learn the system. And I finally succumbed to it, and I bought I don't know if it's the flagship Asus. I think they've got one that's more gaming-oriented. That's like one notch up from mine. But they were about the same price, and they're all the same. It's weird because they've got like two routers that are almost the exact same, except for one's got like six or eight antennas all the way around it, and looks like a spider, and it goes by like AX8000 or something like that. And then they got mine, which is the RTU, which has got the four antennas, more traditional looking, and they're literally the same router with some small exceptions. But it's a pretty damn good one. And now I throttle back my internet to something real basic, and it's like, yeah, well, I don't know if that was worth the effort, but at least I know the bottleneck's not on the inside of the house.
I remember you guys playing with those micro ticks, but I was in the same boat. I do it for a living, but it's the last thing I want to do. It's one of those situations. So I took the easy, lazy route where I'm like, okay, I'll just plug this into my modem in the basement and then they'll mesh. And so I had it at the old house temporarily too, and it's just, I know they don't work good, but it's, it's quick and easy. It gets things connected for the time being because I got cameras and all kinds of crap throughout the house, so I just wanted to get everything online. But now it's to the point where it's frustrating me enough that I got to do something about it. But I look at those Asus routers too. The only concern I have with those, which it's not even a concern, it's just I don't think it's going to have enough coverage for everything I have. Like, I've got stuff in the garage, I've got stuff on the opposite side of the house, I've got stuff in the basement. I don't think one router is going to do what I need it to do. So that's why I have to go this access point mesh system route where I can have coverage, you know, throughout the entire. The house isn't huge. It's 1,700 square feet, but different floors, things outside. I just want to make sure I have adequate coverage, especially since I have Verizon and it doesn't work for crap out there.
Right, right. No, I get it. Now, this one I got can do mesh as well, you know, if you want, but I don't need it where I'm at. Tiny house, and, you know, it's you know, two-story, and so, you know, everything's tight and vertical, and so, you know, if I essentially locate one, I got damn good coverage everywhere I need to go. So if you had a big sprawling place, I could see it, or if you got to cover, like, a detached garage or barn or something like that. Yeah, sure, absolutely. But I don't need that, so I'm golden there. And, yeah, speaking of Verizon, I finally made the switch. I'm in the T-Mobile family now. So for better or worse, I'm committed to them for a couple of years. And I'm really not. There's no contracts, but I got free phones from them. And if I don't stay with them, I'm going to own for the phones. So, you know, I consider that kind of locked in for a couple of years. So we'll see. Knock on wood, cross the fingers, all that stuff. I had them back in, I think, 03 or 05, I had T-Mobile. And you know, it was pretty much okay. There were a couple of things that were definitely not. But those were the days of the low bands, you know, in cellular. And, you know, Verizon was the undisputed heavyweight champ, and no one could touch them. And now we live in a 5G world. You know, T-Mobile seems to be a lot more competitive. My struggle is it's not even so much a loyalty. It's just I've had Verizon for so long, and I know that it generally works when I need it to. Let's put it this way. It works everywhere but my house. So it's really hard for me to want to leave. I did order SIM from T-Mobile, but I got cold feet and backed out to stay with Verizon. My rep sent me a booster for free. So I've got that up in the house, and it's helping a ton. So I'm getting by, but it's also in the back of my mind where it's like, well, like you said, right, Verizon used to be the carrier to have. Now they're all relatively the same price, and I think AT&T is at the bottom of the barrel, and then T-Mobile and Verizon are fighting for that number one spot. But I do know that T-Mobile has been putting tons of money into their network. So I don't know. I might grab a SIM from them and give it a shot. But yeah, so little piece of Verizon for now, but I might switch. But I just pulled into work here. I gotta get inside and start my week. It's already 7. I can't believe this. So I'll be clear up here, and I'll catch up with you after work. NADS. Okay, just one real quick thing. T-Mobile has this thing. They'll give you 90 days completely free, unlimited. And they just load it onto your second eSIM on your phone, so you can actually have it right on the phone you own now and try back and forth. It was excellent for me to figure out it was going to work. All right, catch you later. W8FU.
KE8RUH Mobile.
Good morning, Antony.
Good morning, Sean. What, you played a little hooky on Friday. Did you do anything fun?
You know, I planned on doing some manual labor with my son, but that fell through for reasons. And no small part of it was, I don't know why, in my infinite wisdom, when on Thursday we got started on this project, I said, oh, just swing in here real quick. And I swung in a T-Mobile store and got two new phones. Well, that starts, I didn't even think about it, that starts a cascading of events that just leads to, it is a mess getting a new phone, getting everything set back up. So I spent a great deal of Friday since we weren't doing that. And I got a lot of time I got to burn between now and the end of the year. So I'm probably going to take Thursday and Friday off this week as well and maybe get to that manual labor stuff I was supposed to do.
Yeah, I just picked up a new phone like 2 weeks ago, and feel like I'm still setting it up. It is a awful task. I realize why I keep phones for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the 2-year upgrade plan. It's just like I'm always looking every 2 years. Although if I could, you know, the last phones I had, that's not true either. If I really like my phone, I'm in no hurry to upgrade. You know, I've had a couple now that I think of it. But, you know, I just right at the end of the 2 years with my last Verizon phone, I dropped it and shattered the screen, and I had just taken the insurance off. And so, you know, I was looking at a major repair or whatnot, and we ended up getting an awfully good deal from Xfinity to switch everything, to switch over to them. So we went there. And the only thing, you know, like those the Google Pixel phones that they gave us are perfect, in perfect condition. And the only thing keeping us from just using those is I hate them. They're absolutely horrible. I'll never own a Pixel. I will never own a Pixel phone again. And so I'm back to Samsung finally. And I have no expectation I'm going to want to get rid of it in 2 years. Not based on my previous Samsung experience, but it ends up working out that way one way or the other.
Yeah, these phones, they're always fun. You got to have them, though. That's for sure.
What'd you get?
I just upgraded iPhones. I had a 10 or an 11, and the 14 was free, so I got a 14. I really would have liked to get the 15, because they switched over in the 15 to get USB-C charging, but they wanted like $700 or something for a 15, and there's no way I was doing that. I don't care enough that I need to spend $700 for a phone.
Yeah, that's like when I got my work phone. I got an iPhone 14 as well, and I could have got the 15 with the USB-C and all that, and I thought about it, but I could, even though it was, you know, what came out of my you know, my budget, you know, wasn't out of my pocket, I just couldn't justify it. I'm like, you know, I can't, you know, I can't do that. It was a similar thing. 14 was free, and, you know, to upgrade to the 15 was costly, so to speak. But, yep, I got you loud and clear. I'm a Samsung, I'm an Android guy. I tried the iPhone thing, and I do iPhone for work, but personally I like the Androids, and I believe with absolute surety that Samsungs are the iPhones of the Android world. And so I got the you know, they got different ones too. They've got like they're at the S24 series now, and there's the regular S24, which I got, my wife got, and then they've got like the 24 Plus, which is a little bigger, and then they got the 24 Ultra, which is, you know, got its own, you know, this, that, and the other, and I just said, no, just give me the straight 24s, and they're not free, but there's an offsetting credit every month, so that as long as you stay with the provider for 2 years, it don't cost you nothing.
Yeah, I would totally agree that, Samsungs are the iPhones of the Android world. They are definitely the premier device. But I think I had an Android once. And I've been iPhone ever since. I think I had I actually went BlackBerry to iPhone. iPhone 3 was the first one I had.
I was ordering my coffee, and I'm going to be all yuppie and get some avocado toast this morning.
Nothing wrong with that.
All right, sorry about that. I had to talk to the guy at Dunkin' Donuts here. I'm a Starbucks guy, but I do still like Dunkin's.
You weren't at the Dunkin' at the Quinter and 12 by chance, were you? I just drove past there.
Negative. I'm up here at Garfield and 19, I think. Canal, Garfield and Canal.
Got ya. Yeah, I'll have to see if you're out Thursday, Friday. I'll have to see maybe Tuesday, Wednesday I can cut out of the office a little early. What time are you usually in the office till? I'll swing by and see if we can mess with this little HT antenna issue and pick up those PDUs.
Well, I might be in, you know, check with me. But I'll let you know. If I can make arrangements to get some other work done, I won't. But there's a chance that I won't be able to make the arrangements I need to. So there's still a possibility I could be in later this week. But otherwise, you know, I know I'll be in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I get there, you know, around 7:30, and I'm there till, well, I can be there, you know, however long I need to be, but I like to try to cut out by 3:30.
All right, I'll see what I can do. Otherwise, I'll check with you later in the week and see if you're going to be around on Friday. But that'll, yeah, we'll get, I mean, and neither one of them are a big deal, so we can get it figured out next week if we need to.
Right. Yeah, the other option is, well, what time do you get home normally? Because, you know, I swing by your area all the time, you know, so what time do you get home?
I'm usually home around 5. I like to get home earlier, but I can count on being home at 5. Unless I need to, I can be home earlier, but if you're ever headed down my way, let me know, and we can get it figured out that way.
Yeah, that's a bad time for me. That's a little too far after my quitting time. I'm not usually ever. I'm long gone from the shop by then. Like I said, I like to get out at 3:30. Sometimes I push it to 4, but that's about the extent of it. And then drive by your area, you know, about a quarter after 4:30. So on my late days, so whatever, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, for sure. I'll get. I'm sure we'll talk again this week and see if Friday works. If not, we'll get it dialed in. I can always cut out of work early and make it over to you or whatever. Come over on my lunch hour or something like that. I'm not worried about it.
Yep, and there's also a possibility I could be over your way on any given day, so I know how to get a hold of you. If that happens, I'll let you know, and I can drop in there.
Yeah, you're welcome to stop by anytime.
Well, it's going to be rainy and wet today, I can see. Get in and try to figure out what's going on here. Where am I at now? Clinton River Road, where it dumps into Cass, which is basically, Romeo Plank. After it gets south, there's a radio station right here. So I think it's Religious 1000. They got the 3 antennas set up in the Marconi Array. Man, that makes a great ham radio station.
Where's that at? I think I know where you're talking about, and I've seen those antennas before.
Right across the street from M&M. Over there at Cass and Grosbeck, you go west on Cass, which is Cass Romeo Plank, and they're just north of the road there along the Clinton River, Heidenreich, I think.
Yep, that's exactly where I thought you were talking about. I know that area well. And some friends that grew up, when I was growing up, some of my buddies lived on Dunham, and some of them lived on Little Road. So I was always over in that neighborhood that you're at and adjacent. So that was some of the old stomping grounds.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I'm on Little right now, and I'll be turning on to Dunham in a second. So, there ain't many houses on Dunham on this side of the river. I think it continues over on the other side, if I'm not mistaken, but as long as I worked here for, you know, several, 30 years, and that area, you know, Heidenreich and up there, the other side of the river, I don't know well at all. Now, was the bridge still in at Little and Dunham, just north of Little and Dunham? Was the bridge still in play when you were a kid?
You know, maybe when I was real young, but as much as I can remember, like probably 97 and on, that bridge was out, that I can recall.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, what was I thinking? Because I've been working here since 90. That probably predates you. And I remember when Dunham down here was all dirt. We used to take their patrol cars and we'd shoot them down. We'd shoot down Dunham so that we could take them down the pothole road and see, you know, the guy come in and see he's got some pyramid problems. We couldn't duplicate it, so we'd take it. We'd be blasting up and down in the patrol cars on Dunham here. It was all dirt. The bridge was out even then. Come to think of it, I don't ever remember that bridge being in play. So you know, I can't honestly say all the way back to 90, but probably 95 for sure. Yeah, so I agree. Didn't think about that. Well, I'm here. Man, the sheriff's parking all their vehicles in my parking lot. I guess not a big deal. We still got parking spaces. I guess that's all that matters.
All right, Sean, have a great day, and I'm sure we'll talk to you throughout the week. This is K-E-8-R-U-H, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, Anthony, you just moored into my spot, so I'm going to get inside. Catch you later. W-8-F-U.
W8RCY. Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Hope everybody has a good week. W8RCY.
Well, thank you. I hope you have an awesome week as well. KE8TSM.
Thank you much. You too. Have a good weekend, or a good week. This is KQ4DSO, leaving Michigan after visiting family, going to Indiana to back to the park, and then back home to Virginia. This is KQ4DSO.
Well, that sounds like a cool day. What area of Indiana are you activating?
Yeah, it should be a fun day. It'll be a long day. Got a total of 10 hours and 10 minutes of just driving, not including stops and the activation. Area of Indiana, not too sure. It's off of, right off of I-69, off the interstate, just as you enter Indiana. There's like two state parks right next to each other. So not exactly sure where, but should be fun.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I got to take a drive to Illinois probably next week or the week after, and that's what I plan on doing to break up the drive. I'm going to find a park on the way out there to stop at, and then the following day on the way back, I'll find another park on the way back. We'll see how that works out. All right, well, I'm getting to where I'm going. Have safe travels, and, yeah, enjoy the POTA activity there, and yeah, be safe driving. So this is Davian in Shelby Township, KE8TFM, and I'll be clear on your final.
Very cool. Yeah, Park 20 Air, one of my favorite radio activities. I have a big ambition to one day activate all the states. So far I have like Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Delaware, Maryland, and soon to be in Indiana. Oh, and Michigan. But, yeah, hope you have a good day. Have a good commute into work and town. I just got onto I-69 here, so I'll be on this road for the next 64 miles. No, actually more than that. A little more than that. Have a good day. 73, and this is KQ4 DSL. I'll be clearing Marston for a little bit.
Hey, Davian. W8RCY standing by.
NAKPP from W8FU.
W8FU and ADDF. Like a rock, man. I mean, if you think about it, I'm at, God, what was, I was at like 30, no, South Kidder Road, that's like 38 mile road, to downtown Mount Clemens. That's pretty damn impressive with an HT.
Oh, that was an HT? Holy moly.
There's a caveat, it's THD-75, but it's got a little, I'm using that BNC mag mount with a Comet RH-77CA on it, so maybe the 15 or 16 inch dual band HD antenna, but that's all I'm running, 5 watts, I do have it hooked up to power, so there's no battery sag or voltage loss, And yeah, it's just running off that little antenna. I've honestly, I want a mobile, but I have yet to find a reason to buy a mobile.
I think a mobile with a good antenna would carry you all the way to the house. Well, I don't know about that, but it would make a big difference. But you're doing it, and I don't know, for that band, I don't know how much I'd invest. You know, if you're going to invest money in a permanent setup, do it for the amateur bands. That's just an ancillary thing.
Yeah, the clientele over there is a little hit or miss. Your comment was pretty hysterical because that's the story of my life and kind of hanging out over there. No one, people chime in or tee up and no one wants to say boo. So I don't get it. But no doubt about it that an actual mobile with my 2x4. So I don't know if you knew or that day, remember I talked to you from Grand Rapids, pretty much to home. I was hitting 675 from Lapeer with a mobile.
Oh yeah, I remember that. And it's pretty impressive. So that repeater works better than I would have ever guessed. You know, just based on everything. And the antenna was literally, I went back into the crib and I said, "What's this old thing?" And I looked at it and I real quick put a sweep on it and I said, "Well, sweep's okay. Let's throw it up. It's probably 40 years old." Through that, it's a station master. Don't get me wrong, but you know, if nothing's wrong with it. Nothing's wrong with it. It's not like they age.
Yeah, exactly. If it's working, it's working, and that thing's been a beast since the day you put it up. I've always been blown away where I've tried to get into that repeater, whether I'm standing outside with an HP in my driveway, or my old driveway, or driving all over the place within 30 miles, it seems like I can get into it.
Oh man, I almost lost it, but I think I got it. I got a license plate for the license plate, telegram.
I gotta make sure I'm signed into that on this phone. You said you got a new phone. I forgot to ask you this morning. What did you end up getting? I know you hated your Pixel.
I got a Samsung S24. I'm a big Samsung homeboy, fanboy, and I've always had really, really good luck with my Samsungs. And I just looked and saw what the current top of the line Samsung, without getting into the Plus or the Ultra, you know, they're at S24, and I just got a couple of S24s, and back in the Samsung ecosystem, and I don't know if I had mentioned it to you earlier, but, you know, I always get insurance for at least the first year or two while I still am paying them off, because, you know, last thing I want to do is have to pay some exorbitant fee to get it, either buy a new one and pay it off. Or you know, then it's a double whammy, or have to pay this exorbitant repair, you know. So I always get the insurance, and the insurance was like $14 or $18, depending on which one you wanted from Verizon, right? Not Verizon, T-Mobile. So I went with the $14 one, and then I get home and I set up my Samsung account, and they wrote me and said, "Hey, we'll give you the same exact coverage for $4 a month." I'm like, okay, so. Anyhow, yeah, the Samsung and with the Samsung Care Plus or whatever.
Yep, you will not be disappointed. So I went through the ringer this past couple months-ish here. So I have an S24 Ultra now, but I tried the new Pixels. They're good phones, but not for me. But I tried the Galaxy Fold 6. I stuck with the S24 Ultra. I think that's by far the best phone. They refined that line to perfection to where, like, you can't ask for more. And the only hesitation I have is Samsung Care Plus. One, coverage isn't great. It's hit or miss. The reason I pay through Verizon, I used to pay through Samsung, but I haven't ever had to make a claim. Verizon will overnight you a new phone. Not necessarily a new phone, but, you know, a renewed or refurbished phone. Samsung, they want you to take it to an authorized repair center for, you know, diagnostics, and then they make the decision.
Yeah, even if that's the case, I'm not, I don't anticipate using it, if I got to use it once or twice and that I have to do that, yeah, it's more inconvenient, but if I were a frequent flyer, that would be a deal. But they claim overnight replacements, you know, as part of the deal. And, same day, $29 screen replacements, unlimited, I think everything else, they have a Care Plus, and then they have a Care Plus something else, which includes theft. I didn't get the one that includes loss or theft. I'll use my regular homeowners or, you know, auto or whatever for that. But, no, I just, you know, I got that. And you were saying the Samsung. I look at it this way. I think Samsung phones are the iPhones of Android, you know, even though there's really not another Apple OS phone, you know. They're not exclusive, but you know, like the iPhone is the phone to get for, you know, for that operating system. Samsung's that's the standard, I think, for Android. And I like them real well. I've already noticed improvements. You know, the one of the things that really, really drove me insane with the Pixel was, well, there were several things, but one in particular was how poorly it did Bluetooth handoffs, and it would get lost in limbo. And I tried multiple phones, and I got a replacement for mine, thinking there was something wrong with it. But it's just they have not implemented Bluetooth in that phone correctly, and it's just horrible at handing off from car to headset, you know, and all that stuff. And sometimes the things get lost. Samsung, like a dream. You get in your car, it's hooked up to the car. You get out, it's right back to your headset. If you got a phone call, you take it. As soon as you hang up the phone call, it's right back to whatever you were streaming. It's just like you would expect it should work. And that's what I expected. But forget it. The Pixel is horrible with regard to the way they handle Bluetooth. It's funny you say that, because my wife and I tried some Pixel 3s back in the day, and I had the same exact complaint. It would randomly cut out in the truck. It would randomly not work with Bluetooth at all. I'd have to reboot the phone all the time. I tried a Pixel 6. They didn't fly my DJI drone at the time, because that's when they switched to their own G1 Tensor garbage chip, which is really just a skinned Exynos, whatever, however you say it. And then I tried a 7 and returned that. Then I just tried the 9. They did a good job on the 9. I'll give them that. I'm not defending them. It was a very pleasant experience. I actually liked it so much I bought the Pixel tablet with the docking speaker for, like, running the smart home stuff and playing music and stuff. They're getting better. I'll give them that. But nothing holds a candle to Samsung on the Android side, in my opinion. They just, and even the short time I had the Pixel, I missed so many features on the Samsung side because they're not afraid to try stuff versus Google, who's like the pure Android experience. So, I've been very pleased with it. And then the RCS communication stuff, the fact that iPhone now has that on iOS 18, and we're not left in the dark over here with, you know, compressed pictures and all that crap, it's been really nice. So, good. I'm happy you got out of the Pixel. You'll be very happy with the Samsung. I still got to get your number, too. I've been, I don't think I've ever had your number. I think I telegram you if I need something. But, I just pulled in. Hopefully I'm making it in okay. I'm sitting in my driveway. But I'll be clear up yours. I might jump on the note here depending on what time the family gets home. We had to take the little guy to the urgent care. He's got an ear infection.
All right, yeah, I'll telegram it over to you. And unless I'll check my phone and see, but good timing because I'm just backing in the driveway with the vittles. I don't want to sit and let them get cold, so I'm going to get inside. But we will catch you in a bit. You're sounding good, just a little bacon fry, but you're solid, so it's a working. Catch you in a bit. Gobble you in a few.
All right, I'm going to bring the 75 and flip over to the node, so I'll talk to you later. NADDF, enjoy your dinner.
K8BB. K8BB.
NH33B.
See if I make it in. Well, never mind, I'll be back. Phone's ringing.
Hello, this is Juliet Quebec 3, Alpha Alpha Lima, JQ3, AAL, calling CQ and standing by, over. Hello, this is JQ3, AAL, calling CQ and standing by, over. CQ, CQ, Juliet Quebec 3, Alpha, Alpha Lima, calling CQ and standing by, over.
All right, you still there, Wally?